So Sharon's going to read for Katie.
All right. So what I'm really interested in knowing is, like, I know the answer to the practical side of this question, which is just do the work, dummy.
Okay. Great.
Which my problem is that Chris saw this evidence where I've just, like, I've hit this wall of fear when it comes to interacting with people about the work that I do and trying to promote it to people's faces. And so... What one thing that happened was that she and I were trying to bark to promote a comedy show that I was doing, and I became frozen, and I am not socially anxious at all. Mm-hmm. Like, I am very comfortable with other people. I'm very comfortable public speaking. I can perform in front of lots of people, no problem. But bidding someone to come to something that I was doing, it was too hard. And then I was supposed to ask these people specifically to read a script that I'd written, and I could not do it. Like, the fear of it was so great that the words could not be formed by my mouth. And that's not me. That's never been me. I've never been that kind of anxiety. So,
which one's that?
And I think for me, what I really want to know is, like, what can I do to wrangle with this fear short of just pushing through it, because the pushing through it doesn't seem to be possible at this point. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling really, really stuck, and that, like, the fear of someone thinking that what I do is stupid or bad has been so strong. And I want to know, like, how I can deal with the fear and push through the fear so that I can actually start to make this show that I've written, and do it without, like, asking for permission.
Yeah.
Because I really want to see the show be made, because it's a really cool thing.
Yeah. So it's been scaring the crap out of me to be like it's easy for me to describe it to someone because the idea is good.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, is my writing good? It might not be good. Do the people that I want to be in it even want to work with me?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. And it's like there's so many confrontations that will come up out of this where it could go just perfectly fine, or I could end up feeling really, really crappy at the end of it. And the sense that, like, well, I'll find out I'm not good at this stuff is really frightening, and it feels very high stakes when it isn't. Anyway, that's where I'm at with it.
These cards are saying that there's, like, a very different story on, like, actually you and the world engaging with this stuff is very different than your internal story. Like this feels like your internal story inside is actually telling you you're good at this stuff. And there's this piece about you engaging with the world outside of you, that I want to say there's, like, two parts to it. Is, like, one, any criticism you get is not going to be it's not going to be big or huge. No one's going to kind of blow you apart. You know, no one's going to rip it apart and say it's 100% garbage. If there's anything that comes, there's actually going to be like let it pass really quickly. Like, face it and use it and let it pass. You don't need to be stuck with it. This card, this five of bottles, this is when there's, like, something that's, like, kind of like a bit of an ouch, but it's not a, like, a big wound that's lasting, you know? Mm-hmm. And there's something here, too, that's saying, like, the part of the five of bottles is that, like, yeah, there's things that are a bit hard, and there's also, like, okay, so what do you do with this and take away from it? It's, like, this place to kind of pause, but it's not a place to, like, stop, and it's not a big, like, grieving time. It's not a big, like, oh, do I need to, like, open this up and change everything I'm doing? I also get this sense that the piece, so you see all these sort of broken bottles, empty bottles, and then you see this crow taking this one away. This is about, like, you've got this hard thing, and you've also got something to, like what do you take from this? What do you bring with you? What do you learn from this? And I have this sense about, there's this sense of, like, using any criticism that comes in as a way to, as actually a way to expand what you're doing. So it's not about shrinking or doing something differently, but it's about actually expanding. And it feels like there's something here that's about, the expansion feels like, it's like, what do I want to say? Like, I don't know, expanding your audience versus feeling like you need to shrink down and be so specific, or it's like not a world that I know. So that's why sometimes I'm like, I don't know why I'm saying this. Does this make sense? Because I don't know anything about this stuff, which happens all the time because I work with people who were kind of, you know, working in these different worlds. But I really feel like it's something about that yes, some criticism, and it's not even like bad, you're doing a bad job criticism. It's just like, here's something else to consider. And so it's about expansion. I feel like I really want to say that. That feels like the key sort of piece around how you're interacting with other people is like, let things expand you, not sort of make you contract or be crushed or feel like it's hard. And this is like all your like internal stuff. Okay. So this is where I want to say.
The difference in images is so startling. Right? Like the amount of colors and darkness in
totally. The... Totally, yeah. So you've got the Five of Bottles, which is traditionally is the Five of Cups. And then this sort of internal stuff here, this is the Artist of Feathers, the Hermit, Six of Bottles, and Eight of Keys. So Artist of Feathers is, it's the Queen of Swords. And she's like the Queen of Swords, which I shouldn't gender as she, but they are, the Queen of Swords is like really where you get to like really know what's true for you, like actually really be and know what's true for you. And I feel like in combination, all these cards are saying like, you actually know what's true for you, you know, like you've gone inside of yourself, and I think that journey will continue to is like keep going kind of deeper into yourself, finding that stuff that you want to bring out, because the Hermit's about like going inside of yourself and then figuring out what you bring back out into the world. And Six of Bottles is about letting yourself be cared for, letting yourself be, is that like, are you like a not asking for help person?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So stop it. I don't tell people what to do, but stop doing that. Because this tells me Six of Bottles is like, it's also like you've got the Five of Bottles and then right after it's Six of Bottles. So it's like the things that feel hard, like, take care of yourself in it, and also get people around you to take care of it. People that will also be like, oh yeah, that's like let's sort of be able to hold that criticism, not mm-hmm. feel like you need to like throw it in the garbage. You know, it's like, okay, let's figure out how to hold you in it so that you also know this is just like a very small sliver of the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. And Eight of Keys is a very good sign, especially when you're like, what do I do? How do I do this? Eight of Keys is saying like, keep moving. This is a card about action. This is a card about like, acknowledging that you've done a lot of work. You've have a lot of momentum, and encouraging you to keep moving. So it feels like really this, like, I want to say almost like, let this, the, like, this, like, this, like, deep knowing in you, let this stuff out. 'Cause it kind of feels like, I mean, this is the first time I've ever met you, but I get this sense that, like, you have so much inside of you, and it's, like, let that out, and people do that through their creative shit, right? And it's, like, the world needs this stuff you have in you. Like, actually, this is going to be, like, whatever it does, like, there's a usefulness to it, there's a beauty to it, these are your gifts, this is, like, your place in the world, like, put this stuff out, because, like, even the fact that sort of external, there's only one card, but internal, you have all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really beautiful, and it's really, yeah, like there's so much good stuff. So it's like, just put that out there and ask for your friend's help. Or take your friend's help when it's offered. Don't sell yourself short. 'Cause that's going to be a really big part of you being able to like keep this momentum going, is to be cared for. And yeah, and this Artist of Feathers is just like, you know what you're doing, you know where your strengths are, and you're gonna keep learning what they are, because that's like, you know, when you go out in the world and you like take anything that comes back on you as like, hey, what do I do with it, how do I learn from this? So, but keep going. The Eight of Keys is like, keep going.
Yeah. Damn, it has a real feel to it for some reason. Like this sequence of images, it reminds me of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, yeah. It's weird. I get a weird feeling looking at them. I feel seen.
Yeah.
Even just like the little crow.
Yeah.
I just love crows. Yeah. So, and it seems like, yeah. I don't know. There's like a, here, let me take this one away from falling on you. Almost mm-hmm. like.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's interesting. The It's pretty much just stop being afraid of it, dummy, because it's not going to be that bad, which is, I mean, I know that intrinsically, but.
This feels like this is like your work right now. Like, mm-hmm. this is kind of your life. This is like, let it come forward.
Yeah. Letting it out, just like, let your freak flag fly in terms of like, actually put out what you want to be putting out there and stop overthinking it and assuming that other people are talking shit about you behind your back, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, as if that kills anybody.
Can I ask one more card about this?
Of course.
I want to ask about you, like, asking for help. Taking help.
Okay. Double bones.
Yeah, so you've got Ten of Bones and Apprentice of Bones. So as far as you asking for help, this is telling me, like, you have people around you who also want to be, who have the energy to share with you around this process and support you in the way that you need. So Ten of Bones is always saying you have the resources. Mm. So use them. Like, you've got this real, like, you've got people around you that, like, want to be able to offer you this. Because mm-hmm. that's part of their work, too. And I think part of your sort of bigger life work is keeping that connection with people and getting, like having an exchange.
Letting it be, like, a bilateral exchange instead of just one way. Yeah,
totally. And this Apprentice of Bones is also, like, right now is a good time to learn some, this is like getting support and giving support are like tangible life skills that get so like people forget that they're so significant and important to like have that as like a skill or a ability or have a capacity, have the wisdom, the insight to know these things. Mm-hmm. So right now you're also in this place where you're, where you can start to grow, that's part of the relationships that you have in your life, is that they're an exchange back and forth. So as you start that now, it's going to be something that's going to serve you in your whole life, in all the work that you do, in this work specifically, and also just, you know, the sort of wholeness in your life. So, yeah, so don't rob yourself of this for your present and your future.
Okay.
Because you definitely have those resources there.
Damn. This gives me a lot to think about.
No big deal. A lot to
process.
Right?
Yeah, no big deal. Just learn to unlearn the thing that's been bugging you your whole life.
Poof. Abracadabra, you're done.
Abracadabra. I'm fixed. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This is wonderful.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I always invite people, if you want to take a picture of them, you're more than welcome to. Yeah, you can like move the cards around, whatever feels good for you. So, yeah.
All right. Well.
Good. There you go.
There we go.
Ta-da.